children. Today I'm going to read a story about Daniel. This is from the prophecy part of the book. In this story, Daniel gets to see the angel of the Lord. And notice how Daniel feels when he sees the angel of the Lord. Hear the word of the Lord in Daniel chapter 10. In the third year of Cyrus, king of Persia, the word was revealed to Daniel, whose name was called Belteshazzar. And the word was truth, and concerning a great army. And he understood the word and had understanding in the vision. In those days, I, Daniel, was mourning 3 full weeks. I did not eat the bread of desires or any pleasant food, and meat and wine did not come into my mouth, and anointing I did not anoint myself until 3 weeks of days were fulfilled. In the 24th day of the first month, as I was by the hand of the great river, that is the Hiddekel, or Tigris, then I lifted up my eyes and saw, and behold, a certain man clothed in linen, whose loins were girded with the best gold of Uphaz, and his body was as the Tarshish, or aquamarine, and his face as the appearance of lightning, and his eyes as torches of fire, and his arms and his feet as the look of burnished, polished bronze, and the voice of his words as the voice of a crowd. And I, Daniel, alone saw the vision, for the men who were with me did not see the vision. Indeed, a great fright fell upon them, so that they ran away to hide themselves. And I was left alone and saw this great vision, and no power was left in me, for my majesty was turned against me to something corrupt, and I retained no power. Yet I heard the voice of his words, and when I heard the voice of his words, then I was in a deep sleep on my face, and my face to the earth. And behold, a hand touched me, which set me on my knees and on the palms of my hands. And he said to me, O Daniel, a man greatly beloved, understand the words that I speak to thee, and stand upon thy standing, for to thee I have now been sent. And when he had spoken this word, I stood in trepidation, or in trembling. And he said to me, Fear not, Daniel, for from the first day that thou didst set thy heart to understand and to humble thyself before thy God, thy words were heard, and I have come because of thy words. Amen. So in this story, how did Daniel feel when he saw the angel of the Lord? He says he had no power left in him. He felt like his majesty, or the gloriousness of him, was turned into something corrupt, something ruined. And he fell fast asleep on the ground in front of the angel of the Lord. But what did the angel do? The angel touched him and raised him up and said, Stand up. And he called him a man greatly beloved. And the Lord gave him a vision and told him to write it down, which Daniel did. Now, this is a wonderful story of actually how Daniel got to see the Lord, the angel of the Lord. We can think about what sort of a man Daniel was. Because on the one hand, Daniel was a prince or a nobleman. And that's why King Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, had picked out Daniel along with some other people and taken him away to his court, his palace in Babylon, and given him special training so he could be one of the smartest people in the kingdom. And Daniel was a wise man. And the Lord gave Daniel the gift of interpreting or understanding people's dreams and explaining them to them. And so, because Daniel was an honest and thoughtful man, the king saw that. King Nebuchadnezzar saw that, and he raised Daniel up to be one of the chief rulers in the kingdom. And when Nebuchadnezzar died, the next king, King Darius, and King Cyrus after him also raised Daniel up to be one of the most important people in the kingdom. So Daniel could have been very proud of himself. No doubt he had beautiful clothes to wear, and the nicest food, and everybody looked up to him. So he could have been very proud of himself. But that's not the kind of person Daniel was. He was humble. He humbled himself. As it says in the reading, he set his heart to understand what the Lord was saying, and he humbled himself then to do what the Lord was saying. That's why Daniel could see the Lord. And this is a great story for us to think about so that we too can see the Lord. First, we'll see him in our minds and in our hearts, and someday we might get to see the Lord in person as well, like Daniel did, if we do the kinds of things that Daniel did. See, the Lord gives everyone gifts. Just as he gave Daniel gifts, he gives everyone gifts. You can think of the Lord as having a huge treasury full of wonderful gifts that he loves to give to people. And so he gives every single one of us gifts. And some people's gifts are more obvious than other people's gifts. Like, you might be tall, or you might have a really nice looking face, or you might be strong, or you might be a fast runner, or you might have a fast mind so that you can figure things out quicker than a lot of other people. Or you might have a less kind of obvious kind of gift, like you might be a really steady, reliable worker. People can really count on you. You say you're going to do something, you're going to do it. Or you might be the sort of person that people naturally like and they want to be friends with, and you know how to be friends with them. Or you might be a person who is good at taking care of little children. Or you might be a person who's good at being sensitive, aware of what other people are thinking and feeling, and knowing how to talk to them. There's many, many, many kinds of gifts that the Lord gives us, all of us. He gives every one of us gifts because the Lord is very generous. Now, the thing is, when you notice, hey, I have a certain kind of gift, or I just did something cool, like I scored a goal, or I got a great grade on a hard test, or something like that, or everybody likes me, that kind of thing. You notice something good about you. Then you can either be a person who says, see, I'm cool. I'm one of the best people in the world. Or you can say, actually, where do all good things come from? They didn't come from me. I didn't make it. I didn't really do it. The Lord is the source of everything good and true. And then you can be like Daniel and you can say, okay, what does the Lord want me to do with this gift? You can set your heart to understand, why did the Lord give me this gift? And humble yourself to do what the Lord wants you to do with it. Now, an interesting thing is that the Lord also allows the evil spirits to lead us into situations where we fail, where we notice, actually, I really messed up. I said something really stupid and cruel or wrong, or I did something or I failed to do something that I really should have done. And these experiences are not fun at all, but they also can be very useful for us. Notice that in this story, how was Daniel feeling at the time when the Lord came to him? He said, I had no power. I wasn't big and strong and smart. I had no power left in me. And all my glory, my majesty, was turned into something corrupt, something that had been good that was ruined. And that's the state that Daniel was in when he first saw the Lord. He saw that compared to the Lord, he was nothing. And that's a very important thing to help us remember, that we need to be humble before the Lord and not get carried away with the gifts that the Lord gave us as if they were our own. So when evil spirits come to us, because they always do, and they either try to puff us up because of how great we are, then we can remember, wait, the Lord gave me these gifts. They're really not mine. It's not me. It's the Lord. And on the other hand, when the evil spirits come to us and they try to mash us into the ground, say, you are a worthless, useless person. Nobody likes you and nobody ever will, and that sort of thing, then we can remember, actually, the Lord made us. The Lord gives everyone gifts. And even though of myself I have no power, the Lord wants to work with me and make me a useful person. And the Lord is good, and the Lord has all power. So we can tell the evil spirits to go away and not say those things, because the Lord is good, even if we are not. See, in that way, the Lord can be with us, either when we're getting to use our gifts or at the times when we're not feeling so good, the Lord is with us. And then, just like Daniel, we can set our hearts to understand, what does the Lord want me to do with the chances to be useful that he gives me in my life? And we can humble ourselves to do what the Lord says. And then, just like Daniel, the Lord will touch us, and he will lift us up, and he will let us know that we are someone who is greatly beloved. Amen.